had no experience, zero experience.
Wow.
What I did have was enthusiasm and energy, and something that resonated with a recruiter who said, this is somebody that's trainable, somebody that's coachable. And so if I bring them into a role like this, I believe they'll thrive. And I've always kind of hung on to that because I actually really believe in that, in the way that we think about recruiting new and top talent. But I can tell you that every step that I've taken in my career has been an opportunity that somebody who took stock in me, that I proved myself to, actually exposed to me. So I've been very, very fortunate in that way, because that's actually what's allowed me to have access to so many different environments. Mm-hmm. So I after leaving large pharma, I ended up stepping into the CRO industry, and pretty much almost exclusively went into kind of a service provider environment in life sciences. It was really these sort of inherent organizational skills that I was able to demonstrate. I did eventually go back and get my PMP, because that's really been kind of a you know, I would say foundational for me in terms of my career.
Yeah.
But those were some inherent skills that I was exhibiting in the way that I was taking command of project work, of delivery work, of timelines, and, you know, really carefully managing budgets. And I was sort of protecting the company's money, so to speak. And so I moved into that CRO environment almost immediately, into project management.